Let us start the Mishnah. Kol kinuye nedorim kinedorim bacharomim kacharomim ushvuais kishvuais unezirais kinezirais. The first bab of the Mishnah is telling us that if the neder was said not ba'oifin shaloshin gomu, just like this machane shem lachaveire, a person is a nickname, we call him by not the true name, by a nickname which is somehow describing the person, or we know who we're speaking about. So the Mishnah is telling us, if the neder was not said b'loshen gomel, was said b'oifin of kinui, that just for the Mishnah, the next Mishnah will explain, kainam, kainos, kainoch, that's a kinui l'kolbin. So that's the din kol kinuyi nedorim kenedorim. If a person, instead of saying kikir zeki kolbin, he said kikir zeki kainom, so the neder is also chal. And this halacha applies by charomim, by shvuis, and by naziris. That is the first bava of the Mishnah, which is telling us the halacha of kinuyim. Ha'im elechaveiroi, if a person said to his chaver, mudrani mimcha, mufrushani mimcha, mechukani mimcha, shani yoicholoch, shani toyemloch. Now the second bov is speaking about yodis nedorim. The din of yodis nedorim is, even though he did not say a complete loshen, but he said a mitzas loshen, and from this mitzas loshen, we can understand that he wanted to make an eder. So even though he did not complete the lashon of the neder, afal pikein, the neder is chal. And these lashonis, mudrani mimcha shani oicholoch, I'm mudr from you, from whatever I'll eat of yours, I'm mudr, or mufrish, shani toyim loch, whatever I'll be toyim from yours, I'm mufrish. So the din of yodis nedorim is also also. So we have two dinim, kinuyi nedorim, yodis nedorim. Menudani loch. What if he did not say a loshen mudrani? He said a loshen menude. Rabbi Kiva yechoichich bozel lahachmer. Rabbi Kiva was metzadeh that menude is also a loshen of nedorim, and we could make a yad nedorim from the loshen menude. Now let us see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Kol kinuyei nedorim. Zukteran neder hu be'echad mishnei inyonim. There are two types of nedorim. Im nidrei hegdish, there is one type of a neder that's nidrei hegdish, shehu magdish lebedek habayis oylem izbeich. He's magdish something lebedek habayis oylem izbeich. U be'inyin zeh, when we are speaking about nidrei hegdish, eine yochel lahagdish elamashehu shaloi. Number one, he can only be magdish if it belongs to him. Ish ki yagdish is beisei kaidish, ma beisei shaloi avkol shaloi. You cannot be magdish. I cannot make a chalois hegdish on something that is not mine. And number two, the isurai kailu kol odo. And the isur that is nistayif from the hegdish, hegdish is also ba'no, hegdish is also ba'chilim. The iser is koilul everyone. That means you cannot make a specific hegdish. It is hegdish for Reuven and not for Shimon. It is hegdish for everyone, and the surei hegdish apply to everyone. That's one type of neder. Oy nidrei iser. There's a second type of a neder, nidrei iser. Sha'osar al atzmoi devorim hamutol. That a person wants to asar on himself, Dvorim ametorim. He said, Kikir zeh, osor olai. Ubeinyin zeh, now this inyin of nidrei iser, so the tnoim, which are necessary, by hegdish, do not apply by here. Ubeinyin zeh yochel eser, afilu nichsei chaveiro yolov. I can say, kikir shall ployni osar alai, even though the kikir does not belong to me. I'm not a bailam on the kikir. Afal pikein lesser isar al nabshoi, a person can asa yenim's kikir. Number one. And number two, veini surai shovelakir. And the Isser does not have to be Osser to everyone. You can control the Isser. Tika ze Osser alai. So it's only Osser on me. I'm not asking on someone else. So there are two types of Nidorim. Zog deran umesechte zu hi beinyin Nidra Isser. This Mesechte is speaking about Nidra Isser. Shema, period. So the whole Mesechta is speaking about Nidra Yisra. Shema sheshona kan charomim kecharomim. So now the Ran had a order. If we're saying that the Mesechta is speaking about Nidra Yisra, so Nidorim is good, Shvuis is good, Neziris is good, charomim lochere is charme gavoya. That this didn't, astam cherem lebedek habayis, which is a type of Hegdish. So the Ran is the kasha. How could I say that the Mesechta is only speaking about Nidre Yisrael? The Mesechta includes Kinuye Charomim Kecharomim. So the Ran answers, Hainu Mishum Shaloshen Cheirem. Kishem Shu Koilu Charmei Bedek Habayis. If I want to be Magdish something, I could say that this Sode should be a Cheirem. And then it's chal, it's a hegdish to bedek habayis. But the same loshen cheirim kach hu koilo nidra yisr. One can aser with this loshen cheirim. Kedisnan lekamon, hareini olech o cheirim. If I said to someone else that I should be to you kecheirim, that means just like a cheirim is also banor, so you're not even know for me, hamuder also. So that person is not permitted to have an offer me. Harei atolai cherem. What if I said, you should be a cherem on me? Hamadir osa. So the Ran says, so we see from this Gemara that the lotion of cherem is not only used legabi hegdish bedek habayis, when I want to donate something to hegdish, the lotion cherem could also be used legabi nidra yisa. So that is why the halacha of kinuye charomim kecharomim come into our Mishnah. Because we're speaking about the iser that is chal if someone said, harei an areini olecho cheirem, or the rei ato olai cheirem. Now, we'll just say over ha'ore, maybe the voice as man will say a peretz, but there's a shrekleche kashe, which the Eirgodel and Mishnayis asks on the Ran, Bemisin the Ritva is moire the kashe, if we will say that charomim is used also for nidre isa, so memele the Mishnah said, kol kinuyin nidom kinadom, this haloche, that by Nidrei Issa, you don't have to say a clear Lashon. You don't have to say a perfect Lashon. Kinuyim are also good. So if Charomim is also speaking about Nidrei Issa, but I'm saying this is another oifen of saying that you should be Osar on me. So this is the first halacha. Kol Kinuyim Nidorim Kinidorim. So why did the Tanya have to repeat himself? Bishlaim, if it's speaking about Chalmei Gavoya, so we're saying that the halacha of kinuyim applies by Nidrei Yisrael, applies by Shvuis, applies by Neziris, and it also applies by Charmei Gavoya. So we're telling, because each one is a different parsha, there's different hilchis loshen by each one, just to tell us by all of them, kinuyim help. But if it's speaking about Nidrei Yisrael, this kasha, the Ritva has this kasha, and because of this kasha, the Ritva says, charomim kecharomim means Charmei Gavoya. The Ran says we're speaking about Chalmei Yisrael, so it's very modern. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself that by Nidre Yisrael, Kinuyim help? Now, before we're going to learn the next Ran, which the Ran is Meiridik Mechudish, I'd like to give a shtikel hakdomeh and be magdim the Shitas HaRitve, the Shitas HaRan in Shvuis, and then we'll appreciate what the Ran is saying over here. So I'd like to give a shtikel hakdom. In Parshas Matos, it says, Ish ki yidel neder l'Hashem, oy hishova shvue leser iser al nafshoy layachel devorei, kechol hayoytzi mipiv yase. And if we learn this posik elech, the posik is speaking about three things. We'll say, Ish ki yidel neder l'Hashem is nedor. Oy hishova shvue is shvuis. Lesser Isar al Nafshoy is a third chalois. He said Aloshan also. Now there's another pasuk. The pasuk says later Vim Beis Isha Nodoro Oy Osro Isar al Nafsho Bishvue. This is the second pasuk. Now on the second pasuk, the Gemara Darshans in Shvuish Tayim, the Gemara learned pshat that the posik beis isha nadoro ayosa isha al nafsho bishvue is speaking about three cases. Beis isha nadoro, she made a neder. Ayosra isha, she made an isha. She said, this should be also. Bishvue, she made a shvue. So on this posik, the Gemara says as follows. Osrei de Iser. What happens when a person says Osir? He tiloi hakosov bei neder l'shvue. So here the Torah put Osrei Iser between neder and shvue. Hoitziyoi beloshin neder, neder, beloshin shvue, shvue. So we have here a Gemara in Shvuis that says the word Osir can sometimes be a neder, it can sometimes be a shvue. What does it depend on? How it was said. If it was said beloshin neder, which we'll explain later what that means, and it's a neder. If it was said beloshin shvue, it's a shvue. Number one. Number two, the Gemara makes another drosh on the first posik that we brought down. Ish ki yidel neder l'Hashem, there's a kefal aloshin yidel neder, you have to make a neder with a dover hanodo. These are two drushes of the Gemara in Shvuis, and now we'll elaborate what the Shitas HaRishonim are in these two drushes. The Lashon of the Ritve in the beginning of Masechtas Nedorim says as follows. Neder gomel. What is considered a neder gomel? Kol shegoimer l'shoin nidroi kuloi beloshin mishtukim. He said the complete loshin, that's a neder gomel. Now what is a loshin mishtukim? How should a neder be said? Vohu sha'oyser dovor hamuter ki dovor ha'osur machmas neder oy hegdish. The way one makes a neder is he asels a dover hamuter like a dover ha'osel machmas neder. Kegoin. Sha'oimer kiker zu osel olai kekolben. So the Ritve put together these two gemores, these two droshes. That means we have one droshe Iser, omroi beloshin neder, neder. What does that mean, omroi beloshin neder? He said, kiker zu osir, but that's not a loshin neder, osir olai kikom. So he said, the kiker should be osir like a dover hanodor. That is omroi beloshin neder. Or bechiyai gavne, or something similar. Shetoyle Isur nidrei behegdish. Yeah. Period. Now the Ritva says, so I'm telling you, every neder I have to say kikolben. Kik is also like kikolben. So the Ritva says, that is called hatfose. Now explain hatfose in 1 minute. So the Ritva says, Loi choshiv matvis beneder. This is not called matvis beneder. Loi choshiv hatfose Elok she'oimer ze olai koze. If I say, kiker ze kikoben, that's called atfose. Alok she'oimer iser nidroi befeirish. But if he said, kiker ze osor olai kikoben, I mentioned the iser. Af al pi she'toile isurei bedover acha, einoi eloke meforish iser nidroi. V'isura minavshei chayle v'loi machmas atfososoi shelze. Now let's elaborate on what the Ritva is saying here. There's hatfose b'neder and there's an iker neder. Hatfose b'neder means when I say kiker ze kikobin, we'll see later, this is a loshon of the Ram, I'm mamshich the iser kobin on this kiker. It's not called I'm making an Issa. I'm pulling an Issa. I'm being Moshech an Issa. That's called Hatfose. I'm Matvis, the Issa, which is on the Kobin, on the Skika. That's called Hatfose ben Adorim. If I say Kiker Zer Oser Olai Kikobin, so here the Ritva says, Issa Minavshe Chayla. I'm putting on the Issa. Not I'm schlepping the Israel. I'm putting on the Israel. And that's called I'm making the Israel. But I'm saying a pirish. And here I'm saying the Israel that I'm making should be like a korban. That's called the Iker Neder. When I say kikirze olai kikorban, that's hatfosas neder. I'm being mamshech the Israel of the korban and this kikor. Now, kan shoyel aben. So if I'm making the Issa, so why do you have to say Kikobin? Why is this that? I'm saying Kikis also. So Mesechtes Kedushin, there's a Moiridike Ritva in Kedushin, and the same Ritva is in the beginning of the second page. Ein nidrei Issa kayomim elok she'toilo isuron bedover hakodosh kikobin. That neder is only chal if I say Kikis also alai kikobin. What's the mile of Kolben? The inhu isu chefze. Because a Kolben is a isu chefze. Avol kshetoyle oisoi bedover ha'osor meyatzmoim. But if I say kikiz ha'osor kinevele, lo yom haklum. So then it's no good. V'taime de milse mishum de nedorim isu chefze. Udvorim hasurim iser gavre, v'loi shayich lemitli iser chevtze be'iser gavre. This is the loshen ritve. Now, first of all, the first you said, we see that chevtze and gavre was not nischadish from Rab Chaim. Chevtze and gavre, we hear already here, the ritve said already chevtze and gavre. Now, let us explain what the ritve is saying over here. The ritve says, Nedorim is an iser chefze. So when I say ze kikir ze osar alai, I have to explain what kind of iser do I intend to put on this kikir. So I have to elaborate. I want to put an iser chefze on the kikir. A kolbin is an iser chefze. Hegdish is an iser chefze. If I'll say kikir ze osar kinevele, so I'm putting an Issa Chefza on the Chayfetz, and I'm saying it should be like a Nevela, which is an Issa Gavre. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, why is Nevela an Issa Gavre, and why is Kolben an Issa Chefza? How do we understand this? So the Abnei Nezer and Rab Shimon both say the same Yisod. Issa Chefza means that the reason I'm not permitted to eat it, the reason I'm not permitted to have an law from it, because I'm poigim b'cheftze. That means this is a dover kodesh. If I eat it, so I'm mechalo the kedusha of the chayfetz. That's called the iser is noiveya because of the chayfetz. Because this is a dover kodesh, I'm not permitted to have an law from it. I'm not permitted to eat it. The reason I'm not allowed to eat a nevela is not because I'm poigim in the nevela. It's the other way around. I'm poigim b'kedushas Yisrael, I'm poigim in myself. So the iser is mitzad de gavre. So now let us just chazer over what we said Aliba de Ritva. From the Ritva, we see two Yesoides. We see there's an Iso of a person says, Kikyo Ze Oso. It's Isura Minaf Shei Chayle. I'm putting on the Iso. But when I'm putting on the Iso, I have to elaborate and I have to say, what kind of Iso I'm putting on? I'm putting on an Iso Chaps. An Iso Chaps a person can put on. And now there is also a Kedusha. You see, Yesh Me'ila Bekainomis. I'm putting on a Iso on the Chayfetz. So I have to say, that's a Loshen Eder. Kikaza Oso Kiko. If I say Kikaza Kikoben, that is Hatfosa. That is not Nedorim. That's Hatfosa Ben Eder. There's an Iker Neder, and there's Hatfosa Ben Eder. And if I say Kikaza Oso Kinevele, Kikaza Oso Alike Nevele, it is no good because I want to make an Issa Chetz, and I'm saying it should be an Issa Gavre. So Mamele, these two things do not stick, so that's why it's no good. This is Shitas HaRitvo. But according to Ritvo, Kikir Ze Oso is not an Ikenedah for sure. Could be it would work out Yodesh Nidorim. And then I'll say, Kikiza also will be Gaimadvo Kikoven, but Kikiza also is not an Ikaneda. The Ikaneda is Kikiza also Kikoven. Now, let us go to the Ran in Shvuitz. The Ran in Shvuitz says as follows. Iker Neder Ha'omo Batoire. This is he saying, Alibe Derif. Iker Neder Ha'omo Batoire, Hainu Shetoloi Bedovo Hanodo. You have to say, Kikiza also, kikob. Avo beloy hatfose I efsheloy leser es amuta, al vibnei she koidish oise chalipe. The Ran in the Dorim, the Ran in Shvue says, a ikar neder has to be behatfose. Not the way the Ritva says, that kikizah also kikobin is not hatfose. No, the Ran says, every neder has to be behatfose. I have to say, how can I say kikiza osa? How can I ask a chavetzim? I'm a oiser dvorim amotorim. I can only ask if I'll be matvis. If I'll say kikiza osa kikom. And hegdish is oiser chalipin. Hegdish is nimshach v'nitfas. So the Ran says, if I say kikiza osa kikom, so I'm mamshich the iser. I'm mamshich the Issa from the Kolbin and this Kika. V'hainu damrinon, and that is what the Gemara says, at sheyidol bedover hanodu, sheiker haneder bahatfose. That the iker neder is bahatfose. That means there's no two things. The iker neder is bahatfose. V'afal pishim loy hitvisoi chayu. So the Ran says, what if I say kikiza also? What will be the din? It'll also be chal. Ahu midin yadu de mahani. This works out yodais nedorim. Kshu oimer hareza also alai onu goimrim devorov kikob. Mikol mokim ikeneder matvis she isa kdushe she nimshach v'nitvas v'loy isa grede. So again, let us chaza over. We just learned now two shittes, and we will see our Ran is completely different. The Ran in Shvuas holds that a neder, in order that it should be chal, you have to be matvis the neder. So the two drashas we mentioned, ki yida neder, at sheyida bedover another. Also, omroi beloshin neder also, what does that mean? He said, kikiza also kikol. That means he made an Issa al yedei hatfose, and then the neder is chal. The Ritva holds also the loshen has to be kikaza osa kekoben, but not als the Ran's lomdes als hatfose, no, it's not hatfose, isuri minav sheichayle. When you have to explain, if I want to make an Issa chevtsa, an Issa gavre. So if you say, is kikaza osa kekoben, I'm telling you, I want to make an Issa chevtsa, that's good. If you say, kikaza osa kedebele, I want to make an Issa gavre, a person can make an Issa gavre with another. These are the two shittas. Now let us see Aran, and we'll see Aran is a third shita. And now we'll begin to appreciate what Aran is saying. Zokteran, v'nidrei iser, Heim be'echad mishloish adrochim. There are three ways one can make a neder. Iker ha-neder, v'kinuyov, v'yadois. Now we'll see our Mishnah speaking about the last two eifanim, kinuye nedorim and yodais nedor. Now, iker ha-nederu, iker neder, she-yoymer dovol zeh osor alai. Now here we see already the Ran is chaylik with the Ritzvah and the Ran in Shmuis. Iker neder is, and that was the pasuk we mentioned in Shmuis, iser, Amrei b'loshin neder osel. The Ran learned Amrei b'loshin neder. Kikis de osel. I'm speaking about the chayfetz, not about myself. So kikis de osel ze ikan neder. Ikan neder u sheyoyim adover ze osel alay. Ubein sheitvisei bedover acher. Sai, he said, kikis de osel alay ke something else. Bein sheloi hitvisei, or he didn't say kikis de osel alay ke something else. This is a neder. Kik is the osar alai. This is the loshen. This is the ikar loshen nedor. Period. Ella. So we said before it's a neder if he was matvis. So if he wasn't matvis, this alone is a loshen gomel. Now the Ran says further. Ella. The heiche shehitvisoi. But if he was matvis, Boino, that means he was Moisef. He could have stopped. He could have said, Kikas a osar alai. But, if he said further, Kikas a osar alai, ke dovaracha, so then it depends. Boinin shiat visenu bedover hanodo veloi bedover haosar. So here we need that atfosa has to be bedover hanodo and not bedover haosar. Uchidamrine bereish perik shvu ishtayim basre. My time, the Oma Kro ki yidr neder l'Hashem, at she yidr bedover hanodo. Kloima, she af al pi she neder chal beloi atfoso. So the Gemara is telling us a chiddush. The Gemara is speaking about, he said, kikis de oso. And if he would have stopped here, it would have been sufficient. Af al pi she neder chal beloi atfoso. But if he was mamshech, he's saying a marshal. Kik is the osar alai ke something else. Binishat visenu bedavar nadav alai bedavar also. Then you have to say kikolben and not kinevela. Kamoi shekasavti shom b'siyata dishmai. Period. Now before we go further, the gedolei achronim, which include the Machna Frayim, which include the Mishle Melech, they all don't understand this Ran. That means if the Ran is telling us that Kikas the Osar Alai is a neder, you don't have to give any explanation. So I said Kinevela, so what is? I mean, so that makes Kalya, that's Mekalkal my Loshin. According to the Ritveh, you have, that's me, ikre l'shoinis haneder, to say you're making a yisachetz and not an yisagavra. Fine. So we understand if he says kinevela, so he's being mekalko, he's saying he wants to make an yisagavra. According to the Ran and Shvuis, every neder has to be batfosa. So if you, and that fosa is only bedover hanoda, not bedover osa. But according to this Ran, the Ran says, Kik is also lies enough, finished. I don't have to give him a sholim, that's nothing. This is sufficient. Omre beloshin neder neder, I said, Kik is also lies. So what if I said kinevela? So what? I want to answer it. I didn't, so, and that's my intent. So why should this be mekalkul? This kasha, the Ran, the Mishpul Melech and the Machna Frayim is. That's one kasha. Now let us go a little further, and then we'll have another kasha. Now the Ran, after he said his whole shtick toire, so the Ran says, Hilkach, therefore, Heiche shehitviz, if he was matviz, Va'oma, and he said, Harei kikiz ze'olai kikobin. Now the Ran is saying, therefore, from what I said now, you'll learn a new din. a person said, kikizeh olai kikobim. He didn't say, osar olai kikobim. He said, kikizeh olai kikobim. Chayil nidre, the neder is chal, the ikan neder huzeh. And this is also called an ikan neder. So it seems the Ran, with what he said till now, hilkach, therefore I'll tell you a new chiddush. That is a din of hatfase b'nedorim. And that's also an ikan neder. Now we have to understand what's the hilkach. What did he see all of a sudden? He, from what he said, he saw a meirdik ezach hilkach. His dachsach mir pshat in the Ran is as follows. And with this we can fa'emfa the Mishle Melech's kasha and understand the hilkach. When a person says, let's talk about one case, kikya zeh osar olai kikob. We can look at this loshen in two eifanim. We could say, really he's saying kikya zeh osar olai. He's giving a marshal, kikob. But the ikir is isure minafshe chayil. I'm putting an isur on. I'm not giving a marshal. Or we can look at it the other way. I'm saying kikya zeh kikob. Lefika osar alai. That means I'm saying two lashonos over here. I'm saying kikas osar alai kikol. So it could be I'm asering it, and I'm saying a marshal, the issue should be like a kol. Or could be I'm making hatfose, and therefore it's osar. Kill him one of two ways. Lamay nafkamine, if he'll say kikas osar alai kenevela. So if we assume that he's asering, so then we have the Achayinim's kasha. So he said, Kenevela. So what? But I said, Kikas are also alive. But if I say the combination of these two Lashonis means the other way, he's making Hatfose. And therefore it's also, so now we understand why Kikas are also like Kenevela is also. Because I made Hatfose in Nevela. You can't make Hatfose in Nevela. You can't make Hatfose in Adavah Kodesh. So therefore it's no good. So the Ran first brought down the Gemara in Shavuos that if a person was like Kikiza Oslak and Avela, it's no good. So the Ran had a kasha, why isn't it good? He also had the kasha that the Machna Frayim has and the Mishle Melech has. Why is it no good? Kikiza also is a good lotion. So he says, Zachariah, the minute you make a kof, you're making hatfos already. And the osir is only a pirish, what's going to be through the Atfosa. So if I'm making Atfosa, so I say, Kikiza also alai kenevela, so maybe can make Atfosa nevela. So therefore, the Ran, when he's Messiah, Mishtik Torah, Hilkach, from this din you can see, there's a din of Atfosa. Hilkach. Heiche shehitvis, v'omarei Kikiza alai kekolben, Chayil Nidre v'kenedu. That's why Adavar Oser is also. Because there's a new Chalois of Atfose. And since there's new Chalois of Atfose, so Memele, if you want to make Atfose, the Vele, you can make Atfose with the Vele. That is Ikil Neda. Now the Ran is going to start explaining our Mishnah. V'kinuya. What is Kinuya in the door? Who? Shebemokim Kolbin, instead of saying Kikaza alai Kolbin, Yoimach will say Koinom, Koinoch, Koinos. Agavuch now will understand, these are the Lashonis of Kolbin. These are Kinuyim of Kolbin. We'll explain soon. I mean, that's what we say in the Kol Nidre, Koinomai, Kinusevi, Kinuyim. These are all Kinuyim. These are Kinuyim of Nidor. V'kinuyayu shebemokim kol ben yoyma koinom koinach koines. V'chol she'omar kein, harei hu also ki ilu omar kol ben alai kikilze. V'haynu disnan kol kinuyay nidorim ki nidorim. That's pshat in the Mishnah. So the Ran is telling us as follows. Our Mishnah is not speaking about ikil nidorim. Ikil nidorim is kikilze also alai. That's ikil nidorim. Our Mishnah is speaking about Hatfosa b'nedorim, Hatfosa b'kol, which is also an ikar neder. And the Mishnah is saying that even though he did not say kikaza kikolbim, but he said kikaza kikoinom, which is a kinuy of the loshen kolbim, is kiduy nedorim kinedorim. Obahani kinuyim pligi rab yoichinim v'resh lokish b'gmor. Now, what is pshat in this kinuyim? What is pshat in this loshin koinos? The rab yoichinim oma loshin nochim heim. That these are loshin nochim. This is how goyim used to speak. Goyim used to call a korban koinos. V'resh lokish oma loshin shabodu lem chachomim liyis noitrim boi. And the Resh Lakish holds kinuyim is a man-made lotion that the Chachamim made. The Chachamim made a special lotion to make nedarim. When you make nedarim, you don't make it in Lashon HaKadosh, you don't make it in Yiddish, you make it b'loshon Chachamim, b'kinuyim. They made a special lotion. Now let's just give a preview why were Chazal interested in making a special lotion. You need a special lotion to make nedarim. It's a moira de kezach. When a person will say, he wants to say kikezek kolben, or he wants to be magdisha kolben. So normally, the normal shigres haloshen was lashem kolben. That's his lashem kolben. Now, what'll be if a person will say kikezek, and he wants to say lashem kolben. So say lashem. And then we'll think about it, maybe I didn't do the right thing. I shouldn't have made this neder. I shouldn't have been magdish this behemoth. So, but the bleiben mit the Lashem, it comes out, he said, Hashem Shemaim Levatol. And Chazal, in order to avoid Hashem Shemaim Levatol, Chazal made a new Lashem, a brand new Lashem. They originated a Lashem, and in this Lashem, there's no Shigras HaLashem, because we're not Mughal in this Lashem. So if a person, instead of saying Kolbin, will say Koinom. So the Lashem will not be said together with the word Koinom. Because Koinom is a new Lashem. So they created, they invented a new Lashem in order that one should not be Nichshul. Maskor Hashem Shemayim Levatolo. That's what Resh Lakish says. Resh Lakish says it's a created lashon from Chazal. Period. Now the Ran is going to elaborate. Oh, the Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar lashon nochim hay. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's a goyish lashon. This is how goyim used to speak. Vaday hanoida behem kenoida beikar kol. So it's ilu, he said, the ikar neder, which is mechayba kol. Shanedor, that means if a person says, the behem is a koinom, it's just like he said, baby is a kol. Shanedorim namorim heim bechol loshen. There's no halacha what language a person has to use when he makes a neder. Anedorim namorim bechol loshen. So if goyim called a kolbin, a koinom, so that's sufficient. Vafilu l'Resh Lakish nami. Afilu according to Resh Lakish. So the tzicha minat Torah it's a neder. Minat Torah. Afilu l'Resh Lakish nami. Dom Hashem loshen shabodu lem chachomim. Afilu according to Resh Lakish that said it's a man-made loshen. It's a loshen that Chazal created. Arei hem gam ken keneder gomme mit der Reise. Sharei kol halishoinois einon ela askomas ume bo ume ulei gor askomas chachomim zaome haskomosum. So the answer is a moira dike bo. English you could make a neder. Who's English? You have Webster. You have Latin. You have Greek. Where's the yisod of these lashonis? It's askomes ume. People decided. A table is a table, not because it's a table, because people decide to call this table, this four-legged object, they call it a table. But it's not a table. There's no such thing as a table. It's askomes ume. We'll call this object a table. So memeles of teran leigorach haskomas chachomenu zal. If our chachomim said that what? If our chachomim said that we'll call a kolben a koinom is leigorach haskomas chachomenu zal mi haskamoso. Hilkach havelu mi deraisis. So therefore it's also been a Torah. So kinuyim bein l'Rav Yochanan, bein l'Reish Lakish is min ha-Torah. V'ochinami mashma b'Reish Nozer, t'pachinu namas nisim, the Gemara says in Mesechtes Nozer, posach b'kinuyim u'meforish yodis. That means, the Mishnah says as follows, kol kinuyei nizirois kinizirois. It starts with kinuyim. A person hoye nozer oivolofono, v'oma aho, that's Yodos Nezirus. So Memele frek the Gemara Akash and Nozer, I don't understand the flow of the Mishnah. He starts off Kinuyim, and then he gives a marshal of Yodos. A Mishani, so the Gemara answers, Tane ki posach, posach be'ikakol. First the Tana wants to tell us the Iker oifen yemekabel Nezirus, that you bring a kol benozer. Lady speaks about the mechudishtika oifanim that one could be another, and that's through yodis. Alme. So the first case of the Mishnah, kinuyei neziris kinezires, is that's ikar neziris. The second case of the Mishnah, yodis, Nezirus kinezirus, that's a mechudishtika oifen, how one can become a nozer. Alme. The lekula alme kinuyim diraisa lechiyuvi alaiko. So from this we see that according to everyone, kinuyim is minatoyre. The ila reish lokish lemechayv alaiko. But if you'll say according to reish lokish, there's no chiyuv kolm. And according to Reish Lakish, it's only a neder de Rabono. So it's only a Neziris de Rabono. Havle lemei mahosam, so the Gemara should have said, wait, this Teretz is not a Dova Muskim. Honich eleman diome kinuyim loshen nochim. If kinuyim is a loshen nochim, fine. So he can say he started off with Ike Kolben, and later he says Yodis. Eleman diome loshen shabodalem chachomim. Ma'ika lemeim, that's not an ika neziris, it's only a drabon dika neziris. Kedit me besug yedoch, and the gemorin, ba'avad osan, dav gimel esks, a similar kasha. Elevadei mash, medelukula alme kinuyim deraise. Everyone knows kinuyim is a deraise. So now the Ran is explaining that the first bov of our Mishnah that says, kol kinuyim nedorim kinedorim, kinuyim is either according to Rabbi Yochanan Loshan Umis, according to Reish Lakish Loshan Shabbat Chachamim, but according to all of them, this is Adaraisa de Keneda. Bika Lemedek, so now the Ran asks Akash, Rabbi Yochanan Doma Loshan Nochim, according to Rabbi Yochanan that says it's a Loshan Nochim, Maishno de Porish Hanach Lishni de Koinam Koinach Koines, the Mishnah says later the kinuyim of kolben are kainam kainach kainis. Tvei mishalishni. Why, leima hanoida b'choloshin nidre neda. Why does the Mishnah specify certain loshoinis? Bishloim, if you learn like a shloki, so this is a man-made loshin from the chachomim, and they said you should call a kolben a kainam kainach kainis. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're saying this is loshin nochim. If it is loshin nochim, so memele, so let the Mishnah say any loshen is good. V'hanochay. So on this kasha, the Ran says shereisi b'ze the gishmake teretz. What I saw on this kasha, umashe pirish hachochem agodol Rabbi Yehuda b'Rab Chasdoizal. The revusa ashmina. The Tane wants to tell us a chiddush. The loy mi boy bushainis nochim shem lushainis gmurim shanoi de bem nidre ned. That is poshet. If a person will say that this kikah should be like a sacrifice, that's poshet. Nidorim anemorim b'chol loshen, you'll say it in English, you'll say it in Chinese, whatever loshen you'll say, that's poshet. That's a poshet de neder. Now the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. Shafilu b'lshoinoi she'enam gemurim. We're talking about l'shoinoi shel akum she'enam gemurim. Kegoin eilu. What does it mean enam gemurim? Kegoin eilu de koinam koinach. Sherei loshen hakoidishu eloshen ishtabish. Amoyre di kezach. You know what koinam is? Koinam is a goyish attempt to say the word kolm. But a guy can't say the word kolben, so it comes out koino. So a guy should attempt to speak Lashon HaKodesh, but that's all goyim speak. They can't say acha, they can't say kolben. So they say koino, they say koino, but that's their attempt to speak Lashon HaKodesh. So that is a Torah's Lashon also. So memele this, since all goyim, when they come to the word kolben, they get tongue-tied, and they say koinam, koinach, koinis. So memele this became a loshen shalakum. This is how goyim speak Yiddish, and this is a Torah's loshen, and kinuyin nedorim, kinidorim. That means even though this word you cannot find in Chumash, and you can't find it in Webster's either. But al koponim, this also is a Torah's loshen. That's what he say. She'enu me'ika l'shoinam. This is not their loshen, elo mishibushu biyodom. This is the shibush. Areyu nedagomu. V'cholshken sha'al l'shoinis anochim. Other l'shoinis, he said, kikaze, it should be like a sacrifice. Avadigibis, it's good. V'yesheichoch l'peirishze b'yirushalmi. V'haynu nami. The Hainu Taima Nami de Korlu Kinuyim. So according to Rabbi Yechon, now we understand what's called Kinuyim. Kloima. Shehein me Loshin Neda. It is a Loshin of a Neda. El Shehum Mechune. Kamei Machane Shehem Lechaveiroi. That means we're trying to duplicate, to imitate his Shem, but it's a different thing. So that's why it's called Kinuyim. Eilu Hein Kinuyim Nedor. So now the Ran explained the first Bovin HaMishneh, Kol Kinuyei Nedorim Kenedorim, which means, Lamaise, you need a Loshen by Nedorim. And he said, a Loshen Meshubish Alibe de Rabbi Yochanan. He said, a made up Loshen Alibe de Reish Lokish. Afal Pikein, Mina Teure, here's a Teure's Nedorim. That's the Chiddush of Kol Kinuyei Nedorim Kenedorim. The Yodis Nedorim who? Now what is the Taish Yodis Nedorim? That's premise in the second half of our Mishnah. Shemaschil b'miktzas diburei shel neder. He starts with a miktzas of the dibur of the neder. Elo she'ene goymeroise, but it doesn't end the dibur. Voise miktzas ha-dibur ha-vekilu neider kol ha-shlomes ha-dibur. That's the Chiddush of Yodis Nedorim. That the mitzvahs that I said, if from the mitzvahs you understand what I would have wanted to say, what I intended to say, so that's also sufficient. Ka'odom ha'oiches kli bebeis yad shaloi. So he says, just like when a person will hold a utensil by the handle. That means you have a hechetimtze. I can hold a pot, even though I'm not holding the pot. I'm holding the handle to the pot. By an achize in the handle is ke'ilu. An achize in the handle is to the achize in the handle. I can be metaltal the whole pot. A yad of a neder is also is a mixas of the lotion. In the mikzas, which is megalitas, what he intends to do is sufficient to make a neder. That's how the lakamon meforish luliyodis. And later the Gemara will explain what are the Mishnah will explain what the tziyum of yodis are. Vacharomim kecharomim kloima shoyma nechosim eilu. Again, the Ran Lashitos say that chomim is speaking about his asering. Sha'aymer nechosim eilu olav cheirek. Cheirech. Cheirech. These are the kinuyim of cheirem. Rei eilu kilu oma nechosim eilu olav cheirem. Vem asurim olav. She can asa with a loshen of a kinuy. Ushvueis kishvueis. Kloima de kinuy shvue. Areyu kishvue. Vachayle. Period. Now the Ran is going to go into Amir de Kishayle. So what does it say in the Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah that kinuyei shvuis also help. Now, let us just say what is a kinuyei shvuis? Shvuke shvusa. That is a kinuyei of shvuis. So if a person, what does it say in the Mishnah? Shvuke שלוי אויכל קיקזה את הלושן שבוע ניסגבה שבוע כשלוי אויכל קיקזה זה שבוע ישחל פיבי, that's what says in the Mishnah. So now the Ran says, Amoyra dikizach, Umeho shaminon, from this Mishnah we can derive, the Shvu'e loy bo yishem. When a person makes a Shvu'e, it doesn't have to be masker shem shamayim. Elekivin sha'omar Shvu'a oy Shvu'so shehi kinuya, if he said Shvu'e shlo yeichel kikazeh, I don't have to say Shvu'a b'Hashem shlo yeichel kikazeh. I say Shvu'a's enough. I said Shvu'a's is enough. She kinuya shlo yeichel kikazeh also lochloim. The mas nisim b'chiyai gav naskinim al kochoch. The Mishnah is speaking about that he said Shvu'a Shvu'a shlo yeichel kikazeh. And we see that you don't have to be maske shem shemayim when you make a Shvu'a. The Ibishkeres Hashem, if the Mishnah is speaking about, he said Shvuse Bashem Shloyoichol Kikazem. Frekteran my ear yemishum kinui shvue. So why do I need halacha to tell me? Kini shvue kishvue. Typically Mishum Haskoras Hashem. The Haskoras Hashem alone gives it a Torah shvue. If a person says, let us just say for 1 minute, it's a very interesting story over there. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan had a machle tzapidno, which was a serious machle. And he went to a matronisa, he went to a lady doctor, it seems, L'Rafur. He went there Thursday and Friday. And she was giving him refus. So he goes over to this matronisa. He says, listen, what'll be if I don't feel good Shabbos? I can't come Shabbos. So what'll be? So she says, don't worry, you'll feel good. I took care of you already, you'll feel good. But he said, but what if I won't feel good? Tell me what I should do. So I'll make the refuah myself. If I won't feel good Shabbos, I can't come to you. Tell me how the refuah. Now this was a patented refuah. I mean, this is Kaposhet HaMaisa. So she said, I'll tell you the refuah if you'll swear to me you won't tell anyone else. So he said, Lelekei Yisroel loy migalino. I'm swearing, Lilikei Yisrael, that I won't be Megala. I won't tell anybody. No, he said, a shvu'a, he won't tell anybody. She told them the pattern, how to make the refuah. Period. Now, there's a very interesting Gemara over there. The Gemara says the next day he went, and he was darshan barabim, how you make the refuah. So the Gemara asked, he swore. Somebody said, no, she wasn't medayik boshoyne. Lilikei Yisrael, I won't be Megala to the Rabbi Shalom, but to everyone else, I will be Megala. Al Kaponim, why says Achil Hashem? Someone says he told he was going to do it. Mikitza. But Al Kaponim, let us just learn the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says he swore to her. He didn't say Shvu'e Shalei Agale. He said Lelekei Yisrael Megalin. So what do we see from this? If a person mentions the Shem Shemayim, that is a Loshen Shvu'e. That is a Loshen Shvu'e. One Gemara. A second Gemara. Ulekame nami b'mechilta mrinin. Morikule loyteimna. Morikule means the Rabbi Nishlom. Loyteimna, I won't be tired. So we see that what? We see that you can have a shvu'e without saying the word shvu'e. So now the Ran is saying, arai from our Mishnah. Now our Mishnah is saying, shvu'se shaloi oichel is a shvu'e. So he says, how is it speaking about? If he said the Shem, so why do you need the halacha of kinuye shvuis kishvuis? Typically, if he said the Shem, so al kochoch, you don't need a Shem by shvuim. And Mamel, that's a raya from our Mishnah. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention a ha'ore from the Yisrain Oyer on this round. The Yisra'el Rav Naftali, the Yisrael Oyer will sich dingen mit der. He wants to say as follows. You're 100% wrong. That means could be you need Hashem. You need Hashem. But without Hashem it doesn't work. But when a person says, Alekei Yisroel Loi Megalini, you know why it's good? Because you need Shvua also. You need both. You need Shvua, Shvua Belekei Yisroel. That's the Nusach of Shvua. When a person says, Alekei Yisroel Loi Megalini, you know why it's good? Because it's a Yavla Shvua. What does it mean, Belekei Yisroel Loi Megalini? It means Shvua Belekei Yisroel Loi Megalini. So Memele, so the Yisroel wants to say, that could be, that a shvuah needs two tnoim, two components. You have to say the word shvuah. You have to say the word Elokei Yisroel. If you say Elokei Yisroel alone, it's good because it's yodis, because I'm goyim advorov. I end for him. I say shvuah Elokei Yisroel. But that is dafke if he didn't end himself. But if he said Shvusa Lalika Yisrael Sufta Yisrael, then I can't make a yad. The whole Allah of Yodis was only said if he didn't end, if he started, we'll end for him. But what if he ended and he didn't say a good losh? If there wouldn't be a Allah of Kinuye Shvuyes Kishvuyes, if there wouldn't be such a Allah. So he said Elokei, every shvu could be needs Hashem, but he said Hashem and he said shvusa also. So all the time Hashem helps because Hashem is a yad l'shvur. I say Elokei Yisrael le'megalina means shvur b'Elokei Yisrael le'megalina. That's why it's a good shvur. You have to say the loshen shvur and you have to say the loshen the shem shemayim. But if I said, so Mamela, but a keso is enough, I'll tell this. But Ayad is only good, time at the Yisrael Oyer, Ayad is only good if he kept quiet. If he started, so we'll be Goyma for him. But if he ended himself, he says, I don't want to say Shvua Belekei Yisrael. I want to say Shvusa Belekei Yisrael. Shvusa Belekei Yisrael, what's that? So we need a Chiddush in our Mishneh. Now, Kinuye Shvuas Kishvuas. And therefore, so that's why you need the Mishneh. But it's not Raya to the Ran. The Ran brought a Raya from our Mishneh that what, you don't need Hashem. Because if you would need Hashem, so it would be sufficient mitzad Hashem. Zukti Yisrael, no, it's not true. When would it be sufficient mitzad Hashem? If he would only say the Shem. But if he ended the Shvua by saying a Loshen Mikulkul, he ended the Shvua by saying a Loshen Shvusa, so without the Chiddush of a Kinuye Shvuyes Kishvuyes, I would think that what? That it wouldn't be good. It was Mikulkul. So that's why the Mishnah says Kinuye Shvuyes Kishvuyes. So that's how they want to ding zich with the Raya from the Ra. Now, L'chayra, on this kasha, perhaps we can say one of two terutzim. One terutz we could say, that it could be the Ran holds, Elokei Yisroel is not a yad, it's a ikar shvur. That means, that alone is a loshen shvur. Elokei Yisroel le'megalin is a loshen shvur. So memela, so I said a loshen shvur, so shvusa won't be mekalko, number one. Or else we could say, as follows, shvuse sicher means shvue. The shaila is that it have a teiris loshen. Does it have a teiris loshen? So that's a chiddush. Kinuye shvuis kishvuis. That shibush umas is a teiris loshen. Loshen shabod chum is a teiris loshen. But that's the chiddush is not what it means. I know shvuse sicher means shvue. The shaila is does it have a teiris loshen. So Memela, why should it be Mekalkul? Afilu, I'll say that Elokei Yisroel only works al tziyad. He means to say Shvu Elokei Yisroel. So he didn't say Shvu. He said Shvusa. So Shvusa is what?
Shavuot does not have a Teiris Lashon. So let's say a Lashon. If he didn't say anything, we'll be going with a Lashon for him. If he said something that does not have a Teiris Lashon, let's also be going with a Lashon for him. Could be that is why the Ran was Chaylik on the Yisrael. That's one Rai, Akaponim, that's one Rai that the Ran says. V'oi, in Rai number two, the Laman de Yoma kinuyim losha shabodu heim lahochi tikno kinuyim bishvuis keiche de loy loy meshvu el Hashem ki de muchach bigmore alme kol shehizke shvua oi kinuyi afilo beloy haskoras Hashem ma'an. Now the Rani ask a second question. According to Reish Lakish, kinuyim is losha shabodu chachomim. So according to Reish Lakish, what was the purpose of this whole lashon that people should not say Shem Shamayim? Fragt der Ran, if every shvua needs a haskoras Hashem, so what do they accomplish? Is a raya, they don't need a haskoras Hashem. That's the second raya to the Ran. Now I'd just like to be misayim with a moiridika ha'ore from the Chassam Sofer, which is very, very debatable. The Chassam Sofer asks Akasha as follows. The Chassam Sofer asks that, what's the Ran's Kasha? Chazal made a new Lashon. They made a new Lashon. When you make a Shvue, don't say Shvue, because you can say Shvue, you can jump right away to say Lashem. Say Shvuse. But you know what they said? They said, but could be a Shvuse, a Shvue needs Hashem. But they said, say Shvuse Berachmone. You'll avoid the Haskoras Hashem. You'll say Rachmone. That means there's a Loshen Shabochu Liyisnoida boy. This Loshen, they said, you know, when you make a Shvue, you have to say Shvuse Berachmone. So memele, I have a Shvue. Rachmane will have a teire shvue because that's also called shvue b'Hashem. Va'af al piken, I won't be over al taskor Hashem shemaim levatola. So what's the Ran's kasha? This kasha the Chassam Sofer asks. Zok the Chassam Sofer, from this is ois gespart, that the Ran holds if a person says Rachmane you're over an meitzi Hashem shemaim levatola. And therefore he says, other people wanted to say, if you have a suffix, bracha levatole, so say brich rachmone. So he says, chas v'sholem, brich rachmone is the same bracha levatole, and same as kol shem shemayim levatole. So that is pshat in the Ran's kasha. The Ran is saying as follows. The Ran is saying that if we'll say you need Hashem, so Chazal never accomplished anything with rachmone. But they didn't accomplish anything with kinuyim, because kinuyim you'll also have to say Hashem, whatever lashon might be. And since lemaise Chazal were misaking kinuyim, so it seems through kinuyim we do not have the problem of shem shemaim lebatola. Is a raya shvua does not need Hashem.